Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio. Dave Eccles is with us. He is the Director of Transportation for the Atlantic Community School District. Dave, good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for stopping by this morning.
You betcha.
We wanted to visit a little bit about school bus safety and some of those issues. As we're all very aware of, earlier this week, the Riverside School District suffered a tragic loss with the loss of a bus driver and a young student there that we all feel terrible about. And I hope that never happens again. But you never know what's going to happen when you head out that morning. There are a million different things to worry about when it comes to transportation and the safe transport of our young people. And sometimes things can happen that are completely out of your hands as well. It's not just the bus driver and those on the bus. It's everyone around it, too. There are so many issues that you have to worry about. We thought we'd talk a little bit about some of these things here this morning. Bus safety is something you take very seriously.
Well, yes, it is. Our main goal is to get students safely to school every day and then safely back home. And through that process, there's, like you said, there's a myriad of things that can get in the way.
Let's just break it down a little bit. The bus itself, it goes through a lot of checks. We buy a lot of buses, and
yes,
they come through there, and they're not just new and we assume everything's good. They go through testing all the time.
Yes, the bus itself, as far as the inspecting the bus, the buses are inspected twice a year by a certified state inspector, and in that inspection, the inspector covers probably 150 plus inspection points. And through that, there's three possible outcomes. Besides the fact that the bus could be perfectly fine, there's three outcomes besides that. There'd be a note, which indicates that some item may be technically acceptable, but it's going to need some attention soon. So the inspector will just put a note down that you need to keep an eye on that. Then the next possible thing is a 30-day repair, which indicates that an item is not acceptable. However, it is not an immediate safety issue, and giving the driver the use of the bus for up to 30 days until the item gets repaired. The third outcome would be an OOS, which means that the bus is out of service immediately. And this can range from anything as minor as a light bulb to something more dangerous as bad tire or brakes.
Are there a lot of cases during the course? I mean, as many times these buses go out, let's face it, they go out in the morning, they go out in the afternoon, they go out in the evening, sometimes on weekends. I mean, buses are zipping in and out of there constantly. Are there a lot of occasions where someone comes out and does the standard walkthrough ahead of taking a bus out where they realize, you know, this one probably shouldn't go today?
Yeah. Well, bus drivers are required by law to do a pre-trip inspection and a post-trip inspection of every trip. So on a normal day with just the two routes, you're inspecting that bus four times a day.
That's a lot.
Yes, and things can happen whenever, when you shut the bus off, when you turn the bus on, driving you on the road, that's when things happen. You blow a tire, you might a light bulb burn out, a fan quit working, all sorts of things can happen.
You just don't show up at the bus barn and turn the key and take off.
You're not supposed to, no.
No. There's actually quite a bit required of bus drivers. Bus drivers, for the most part, are part-time employees who work a little here and a little bit there, mm-hmm, and a little at night, a little on the weekends,
yes,
whatever, however often they want to do that. But for that much, there's a lot expected of them.
There is. Besides, I'd say they're trying to get these kids safely back and forth to school. You know, the first thing they have to do is obtain a commercial driver's license, and that could range anywhere from a chauffeur's license clear up to a Class B CDL. And once they've obtained that, then they need to get a Iowa school bus driver's authorization. And this is takes a 17-hour combination of online and classroom instruction. And from there on out, it's a three-hour annual in-service thereafter. And besides their training, which, along with everything else, they have to hold a current DOT physical. And that is valid for 2 years or less, depending on what the doctor's outcome says on that. And then along with that, they are also required by the federal DOT to have their background checked every time their license is renewed. So there is a lot of scrutiny for bus drivers.
To be a bus driver, is it more than just knowing how to drive a vehicle? Do you have to have some basic working knowledge of the inside of the bus, too?
Yes, because there's a lot of operational things in a bus. You got all your fans and lights, and you're running a stop sign, and you're watching for traffic coming and going, and you're looking. You're listening to the bus itself run and trying to make sure it's still running appropriately, and you're watching the roads, and you're also watching student behavior. So you've got a whole list of things to do, and especially with the students, they're all behind you while you're facing forward. So it's not like sitting and facing the kids while trying to maintain control.
Yeah, remember, teachers typically face the class during the school day, so it's that much tougher sometimes for the bus drivers. Yeah. We're not saying you have to know how to overhaul an engine.
No,
it's nice to have some basic working knowledge, because you're going to have to do these walk-arounds. You're going to have to do these visual inspections.
Yes. It helps to know a little bit about how a vehicle actually runs.
And you run into a lot of situations, during the course of this, in some cases, same situations we run into that we take for granted when we're driving our vehicles to and from work and wherever else. There are a lot of the common distractions that folks have, some more that they have in school buses, like those kids sitting behind you there that you were talking about. It's a shared responsibility. Students take some of that responsibility too, don't they?
Yes, they do. It's important that the students know how to appropriately ride a school bus. And of course, the first thing there is they need to be on time, because when the bus pulls up, they're out on the road, and traffic is wanting to go, and so we don't want to tie up traffic, and we don't want cars driving past us while we're sitting there. So it's the main thing is if the students can get there on time, that helps a lot right there. And then after that, there's several rules for the students to obey while they're riding the bus. And as far as loading and unloading, the big thing there for their own safety is they need to watch for the bus driver to physically wave them across the road. And then again, after they're given the okay to go ahead and go, they need to stop and look up and down the road themselves, because not all cars stop, and sometimes we have some tragic things happen there.
And that's the other side of that coin, too. We're deep into the school year now, so we shouldn't have to educate folks like we do at the beginning of the year. But folks get distracted by other things, all those funny little electronic devices we seem to never be able to put down, and our coffee in the morning, and whatever else we might have, that biscuit sandwich we might be eating heading down the road. There are all kinds of things that distract us among the stress of I've got to get there, and I got to get there now. So when I say a shared responsibility, it's not just the drivers and the students, it's the rest of us too.
Yes, that's just right. And like you say, we've had people drive through our school bus stop signs, and we'll talk to them later and says, I didn't see a school bus, and here you are, a 40-foot big bright yellow vehicle, and they were just too distracted doing whatever.
Is there a difference specifically in being out on some of those rural roads that might be more gravel roads than anything else, as opposed to being, say, in an in-town pickup?
Well, yes. First of all, you're out in the country. There's no street lights, so it's dark. You're on a gravel road. Gravel is obviously a lot more difficult to drive on than pavement is. If it's muddy, the gravel roads can fall apart, and you can actually get sucked into the ditch just from the mud on the roads. And then along in the wintertime, you have ice and snow that's harder to clear off than it is on a city street. So they have a lot of difficulties there to overcome.
Sight lines can be different as opposed to in town, where you can sometimes see a lot further down the road. People aren't traveling at such a high rate of speed.
Yep.
And of course, there's the level of the sun too. I mean, little things we don't really think about, but this time of the year, you're just about to the shortest amount of sunlight during the day. You're picking up in the dark and sometimes dropping off in the dark too at night. And the sun, they can be in a tough spot, especially in the mornings.
That's correct, yeah. And about the time that sun comes up, you're looking straight into the sun in the mornings, and it's very bright.
Yeah. After you have situations like what happened in the Riverside District this week, I'm sure you get hit with a lot of questions from folks. You welcome people's interest?
Anytime. And it's like everything else. It's if you see something, say something. It's bus drivers are humans too, and so if you see a bus doing things that it shouldn't be doing, or a bus that probably may have a problem, it never hurts to call the school you know, whether it be the superintendent or the transportation department, and let them know what's going on, because that's sometimes our first line of defenses or offense, is to get ahead of it before something happens. So if you see something wrong with a bus, it doesn't look right, let us know.
Yeah, this particular incident this week, very different than some of the things that we've seen, where, you know, perhaps a child would be struck by a car because someone didn't stop for the stop arm being mm-hmm. out, or perhaps just a general accident, traffic accident type thing. This was a little different in nature, but it still should keep us aware that there are a lot of things can happen out there, and the goal at the end of the day, get them here safe and get them home safe.
Yeah, that's correct. As far as I know, there's never been a loss of life due to a school bus fire in Iowa, and it's been many years since it's been in the United States. So school bus fires happen, you know, not regularly, but they do happen. It's the getting out of the bus, you know, and so we do educate the students twice a year with evacuation drills. So if something like this happens, we can get them out of the bus safely, and almost all the time they're out before something seriously happens.
You bet. We typically do like things like fire and tornado drills, training during school for any large facility.
Yes.
During the course of the year. But yeah, school buses, same way too. They need to pay attention when those kind of things are going on.
Yes. Yeah, I would say we have those drills twice a year, and those are required by law, just like fire drills are.
You bet. Well, Dave, thank you so much for everything you folks do. We sometimes take it for granted, those folks that drive those big yellow buses, but it is a job, and one that a lot of us don't want.
Yeah, it carries a lot of responsibility, but once you get into it, it's kind of hard to get away, because drivers love what they do, and they love the kids, and their goal is to keep them safe.
You betcha. Well, thank you so much for that. Thanks for stopping by.
You bet. Thank you.